First, I think it is important to give a little background because my background reveals one of the present-day tensions in Indian country, and of course, my biases will reflect that background. I am a member of the Lumbee tribe from North Carolina, the largest non-federally recognized tribe in the country. And in Indian country, federally recognized tribes as opposed to non-federally recognized tribes is an important distinction. Basically, it means that the federal government has established a political relationship with a tribe that is federally recognized. Very similar to recognition of a foreign government. It's the establishment of a government-to-government relationship for the conduct of diplomatic relations with that particular Indian tribe. And that reflects the status of Indian tribes as self-governing peoples under our system of federal government. Federal recognition is primarily serendipitous. It occurred because of particular circumstances that required the federal government to deal with a particular tribe. Either they wanted that tribe's land, or it had to negotiate peace with that tribe, or something else. And federal recognition was a secondary incident to that. Many of the tribes that are not federally recognized are located on the East Coast. Many of those tribes had already lost all of their land and had been pacified long before the United States was formed, so that there was never any need for the United States to deal with that tribe, and hence the United States has just ignored it. Tribes like mine exist because of the will of the people to continue to exist as a separate people, as a separate culture, rather than because they've had external support from the federal government.